On our phones now, let's go live to, I'm not sure where. The TV show The Wire has entertained us so much over the course of the last several Sunday nights, and it's in its second season. It's on HBO, and if you're not watching it, you need to because it is greatness. And Idris Elba is a star of this show. He plays Stringer Bell, and with a little luck, he's on our phones right now.
Yes, I am. What's up, Bob? What's up, Dan? How you doing?
How you doing, man?
Good, man. What's good with you? How are you?
We are doing great. Now, here's the thing we need to get out of the way right now.
Go ahead.
I had no idea until I read an article an hour ago that you are a Brit.
Yeah, mate. I'm a Londoner. East London, to be precise.
Good day, mate.
Even more. Huh?
No, don't even worry about that. So, the accent, there's not a trace of an accent on The Wire, and I guess that's why you're a professional actor, because you can do things like that, huh?
I tell you, HBO have an amazing system that I tell people, I tell everyone that they have this amazing system to help you lose the accent, and it's called a check. They cut you a check. Honestly, it works a treat. So I'm doing a flick right now, and I'm learning Chinese. The checks are coming in, and I'm loving it. You're going to see me doing a Chinese accent.
Wow, that's unbelievable, dude. I would have never guessed. You're the greatest actor I've ever met. You really are.
It's a trick of the trade. And actually, if you really listen to the accent, you really, really couldn't tell where he's actually from in America. So it's a little bit vague. I'm going to say that. But I do try and cover up my accent to play Stringer. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to tell where if you're from New York or Baltimore or anything, but never a Brit. Never in a million years would I have guessed.
Yeah, mate. I'm a Londoner.
So you're from East London. So
East London. Forest Gate, to be precise. I wonder if there's any Forest Gateians in Texas.
Well, here's my question. What is it, West Ham or Arsenal or what?
Arsenal. That's a great question. Wow. That's well informed. Yeah, I'm an Arsenal fan. Any West Ham fans need to step up.
Hey, I've been to Highbury. I've been to Highbury. Yeah, absolutely.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. So we're old friends. All right. Well,
friends, we're going to be friends forever.
This is great.
Bob or Dad I'm talking to. I'm a little.
What's Bob? Bob is the deep-voiced soccer fan.
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah.
Dan, what do you like?
Dan likes American sports and doesn't understand the crazy English stuff.
All right. So let me get this straight. All right, we're talking with Idris Elba, right? I got your name right?
Idris Elba, yep.
Idris Elba. All right.
Ring a bell on the wire. He's Avon's right-hand man.
Yeah, you play a bad guy.
I play a bad guy, yeah. It's a real interesting season this year because we introduced some new characters, a new storyline. But the diehard, the hardcore fans are still, you know, following the original storyline as well. So,
yeah, were you even planning on this year? It seemed like at the end of last year they wrapped the whole thing up and then it was like HBO called and said, hey, let's do another season. You had to scramble for a story.
I mean, you know, you know, the fans' response, really, that's why it's important to you know, show the fans love, because really the fans wanted to see more. HBO was, you know, onto a winner. We should continue the show. So, you know, I think it was a mixture of the two. They wanted to do the show, and the fans responded correctly, so that's great.
And will it go on to year three?
Wow, that's the big question. I think so. I think The Wire is going to go on for a few seasons. I mean, you know, it's such a interesting story. It's called The Wire, so you can literally wiretap anything. You might be able to wiretap a couple of presenters in Texas.
Yeah,
see what goes on over there.
And you play a cold dude, man. You're banging D'Angelo's wife. You're killing. You had D'Angelo killed. You're the brains. You're the brains behind the whole operation. It must be cool to play that.
It's one of the best parts I've played. It's funny, though, because I've always had Stringer in my reserves. You know, like, you know, a rapper freestyles. I always had a character that I based on Stringer. And then when the script came in, there wasn't much work for me to do because the scripts are so good. But, you know, Stringer's character just fell into place. And, I mean, it's rare. You know, I always wanted to play a gangster on television or in the movies. But this is like a bit more than that. You know, a gangster who's a little bit intelligent. He has compassion. He's a little bit shrewd. You know, as an actor, it's a great part to play. You know, it's a great part to play. And then people love Stringer, you know, so I enjoy doing it. I really do enjoy doing it.
Hey, we love Stringer. So are you calling us from London?
No, I mean, I'm actually in the Holland Tunnel, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
Right now, as you move. How about that for some trivia? I'm in the Holland Tunnel.
Sweet. All right, so here's my question. When you, because I read this in an article today as well, something along the lines of when you were, when you were living in London. You kind of didn't know this whole lifestyle existed in Baltimore or just in America. You didn't realize that there was a hardcore drug trade and ghetto lifestyle and so forth.
No idea. I mean, you know, obviously living in England, you get the media portrayal of America. So you get the media, you get the lights, the cameras, and the actions. But when I moved here, and in fact, when I got the script, I was like, wow, this is a typical American story, over-exaggerated or whatever. But then I get to Baltimore and some research, and I was like, wow, this really, really is like this. I mean, I saw the corner. I was like, wow, that can't be really how Baltimore is. But I'm not to say that Baltimore is a horrible place. I really like Baltimore. But, you know, it really does have an edge to it. And I think The Wire, we capture that edge. But
You can go ahead and say it's horrible.
Man.
You could say it's horrible if you want.
No, I can't say that. I have to work there, man.
Hey, listen, then I have a question, and I have a way I want you to answer the question, if you can follow me here. I wanted you to talk about the research that you did, because you said you actually went to the corners in Baltimore, and then... Could you do this for us? Could you speak in the just so everybody that's listening knows that you can do this? Can you change your? Can you get into Stringer Bell?
You're gonna put me on the spot in Dallas. I mean, what if it doesn't come out good?
Well, I want to illustrate that you are not a Brit, and why Bob and I are so.
He is a Brit.
No, no, not on the show though. The way we know you is.
He doesn't sound like Benny Hill on the show.
Do I sound like Benny Hill now? Wow. Benny Hill doesn't speak.
Is there any way? Can you transform into character right away? Or?
All right, let me see. No, I really can't, man. I'm in a different time and place.
Or can you just say the word?
Go ahead, guys.
Can you just say the word, all right, like you say it on the show?
All right.
Because you guys kind of say,
all right. Whatever you need. Bob, Dan, I'm going to do whatever you need because, you know, you might need... look, I can't even say that.
Yeah, no, you can.
Go ahead, baby.
I can't say all of that because, you know, I might get thrown off the airwaves over here.
Oh,
you know?
You're in character. How'd you get this gig? How does a Brit get the job as the big gangster?
Honestly, I'll tell you what. I've been living here for like 4 years. I've been acting for about 11 years. And, you know, I had a decent career in England television. I have a great agent here, and I really just wanted to get on the market, you know. HBO were the first people to really put me on the map as far as a big TV gig was concerned. So, you know, I was up against all the actors in America. There was no special treatment or anything like that because I'm British. But, you know, I auditioned, and I auditioned 4 times, believe it or not. So
is The Wire on in England?
I think they bought the first season. They're going to be showing it later on in this year. So I'm really excited about that. It means I get to go home and you know, do a little publicity on some work that I've done out here, which is going to be really nice for me.
See, I thought the only show on in England now was The Office.
The Office? What's that?
You ever hear that? It's on BBC America. It's some comedy that everybody's talking about, and I didn't...
Okay.
I don't know anything about British TV.
Oh, Ricky Gervais is in that show. Oh, okay, I don't know what you're talking about. The Office, yeah. And they had Sex and the City out there. They had Oz. And I think they're even showing The Shield now, too.
Oh, The Shield.
Love The Shield.
All of our favorite.
The Shield. Let's talk about The Wire, because The Wire is what's up, man.
Oh, okay.
The Wire.
Well, hey, we love The Wire, too, man. That's why we had to chase down Stringer Bell. We had to get Stringer on the show. What kind of name is Stringer, anyway?
It's short for Russell.
Short for Russell.
Yeah.
You know what?
I guess I don't see the connection, but okay.
All right, I got to go back. I got to go back to my question before I asked you to talk in your Stringer Bell accent. What kind of research? How do you do research for a drug kingpin?
Honestly, there is no research to be a drug. You know, even though, you know, everybody probably knows some dealer somewhere here or somewhere has had some sort of run-ins in. And I definitely had. Growing up in the streets of East London, you know, there was all sorts of characters I grew up with. And I based a lot of my, you know, characterization on Stringer via people I knew and via people I had come across. A lot of the work was actually in the script already, so I just had to apply, you know, being an actor, you interpret it your way. And so that's what I did. But, I mean, honestly, it was easier than you think because the script is written well. David Simon, Ed Burns, they really did a great job with it. So, you know, look out for some more good things.
Yeah, is the show doing well? Because we've watched it since day one, but we always wonder with an HBO show how you tell how well you're doing, because I know it's somewhat subjected to ratings and so forth, but to us it's tough to tell because we've been there since day one. Is the show, is it blowing up? Is it doing well?
I mean, it's as far as the critics are concerned, I think we got like, you know, top 10 critics awards or something like that, or been nominated for some sort of awards. And, you know, the critics have really latched onto it. And I do believe, I mean, I don't want to speak incorrectly, but I do believe the ratings have gone up, like, you know, twice as much from the first season. So that's obviously a good sign. And the cable show is hard to rate, especially a new show. But I remember when Sopranos first came out, you know, Sopranos wasn't a hit show immediately. And then, you know, the rest is history. So we're hoping big things in the future. We want Emmys and Golden Globes and all of that.
Stringer Bell with us here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. So do you consider yourself, well, Idris Elba, but Stringer Bell is who we know you as. Do you consider yourself more of an actor or more of a hip-hop producer?
Well, actually, I consider myself an actor. I mean, that's my oldest and most dear trait. But, you know, the production thing is something that I've been concentrating on for the last 4 or 5 years. And slowly now it's coming into projection. I'm working with this group called M-Media. And we're about to drop our first, you know, independent single. I'm really excited about it. So I'm trying to concentrate. It's hard to do two things at the same time. But, you know, I want to work hard so I can do it. So, yeah. I didn't know you knew that.
Hey, we do research, man.
Research back then, huh?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yay, okay.
Then we could someday say we knew you when.
I knew that guy when he was driving in the Holland Tunnel on his radio interviews.
Yeah, we can't just talk about Arsenal the whole time. We got to spread out and do other things, you know.
Well, honestly, I don't know. Arsenal, I'm a little bit, you know, disappointed we didn't win the FA Cup, Nicholas?
Well, yeah, you won the FA.
We didn't win the Premiership. I was
no.
Disappointed.
That's that ugly Man U again.
I was a little disappointed as well.
I've got my best mate from London here. Do you want to say hello to him really quickly?
Yeah, why not?
Say hello, Nicholas. Hi, this is Nicholas from London. Hello, Dallas.
Hi, Nicholas.
Hi.
How you doing, dude?
I'm good, thank you.
How's the Harlem Tunnel?
Has Idris changed since he's gotten more famous? Have you noticed him?
Absolutely not. In fact, if anything, he's become more grounded.
Really?
As the work's improved and, like, you know, as he's gone on to bigger and better things, he's become more grounded.
He sounds kind of cocky to us.
No,
that's the American thing. That's the American
now, is he the only guy named Idris, you know?
He is indeed, actually. The only other Idris I know, I'm not even going to say that. I can't say that, can I, about the ginger beer?
Oh, no.
Nah,
all right, hand the phone back to Idris.
Bring out old history. I don't want it out there.
All right.
Good to meet you, Nicholas.
All right, this is Idris now. Idris,
oh, it's back to...
Oh, all right.
Hey, see?
Hey, dude.
It's chaotic, man. I'm sorry.
Hey, we appreciate your call from the tunnel today, and we wanted to ask you for one more thing.
Go ahead.
From all of our radio guests we ask them for a wacky radio liner, and that means you would you will identify yourself of the wire, and we'd like you to say, I never listened to Bob and Dan on the Ticket.
On the Ticket?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Stringer Bell from the HBO show The Wire, and I'd like to say I never listened to Bob and Dan on the Ticket.
That was perfect.
How was that?
That was absolutely perfect. All right, Idris.
There's a little bit of a fluff in there, but you can O2s that out, I think.
Hey, we got it, baby. All right, The Wire, Sunday at 8:30 Central on HBO.
9:30.
Well, 8:30 Central, right?
Oh, right. Yeah, I forget about the time. See, that's an American thing. I'm not used to it yet.
Yeah, we're in Texas.
Oh, my God. The rain is terrible.
All right, see you, Stringer.
All right, see you later, guys.
Bye-bye.
There's the
bye.
Weather.
Thanks a lot, Dennis. A lot.
All right.
Real soon.
All right. But, the weather report there from...
what was that?
From New York City, apparently. It's pouring.
Boy, he just about called us...
Ends.
His ends.
I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life.
We are his ends.
But that was awesome.
And as Larry David would say... You're my Caucasian.
You are my Caucasian. All right. Up next, Daryl Moose Johnston, I guess, on the Ticket.